This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And you're tuned in to Inside Austin. I'm your host, Matt Alvarez. My next guest is Staff Sergeant Justin Cooper. Justin is an Army recruiter in Austin, Texas, and I hope he's not here to take me away because I almost signed up for the Army like 15 years ago when I was in high school. Then I got scared, and I was like, no, maybe not. I don't know, but it was a very confusing time for me. But regardless, Sergeant Justin Cooper, thanks for joining us on the program.
Hey, I appreciate you having me out here today, Matt. Hey, you never know if I would have ended up talking to you if it were me. You'd probably be in the Army right now instead of being on this radio station.
Before we even started this interview, I'm like, I am convinced. anyway, so, you know, it's the first time on our program. I'd like our listeners to get to know our people that I interview. So if you wouldn't mind, Sergeant Cooper, would you introduce yourself?
Yes, definitely. Once again, I thank you for having me out here, Matthew. My name is Staff Sergeant Justin Cooper. I'm a United States Army recruiter here in Austin, Texas. I primarily recruit in the Cedar Park and Leander area. I'm originally from Louisville, Kentucky. I graduated from high school in Jeffersonville, Indiana, and joined the Army back in October of 2000 when I was a senior in high school.
Wow. That was a turning point of the century and everything.
Exactly. So pretty weird story. I was actually at training for becoming a food service specialist when I first got in. Mm-hmm. I was at training when 9/11 actually occurred.
Jeez. Yeah. Was there a big rush for the U.S. Army after 9/11?
So they did have recruiting going on after 9/11 occurred. Yes, there was a surge portion, but that was later on. It was a few years later.
Absolutely. So it's 2018 now, 18 years later.
Yes, sir.
It's a different world. For our listeners that may not know what the U.S. Army does or what they do, what does the United States Army, how does it work?
So the United States Army is the premier and most professional ground fighting force in the world. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does make me sound like a commercial, but from my travels and going different places within my time frame of being in the Army, I've been stationed in Korea. I've been stationed in Germany. I've also been on deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan both. And I can say we are the premier fighting force, the ground fighting force in the world, okay? We are highly respected, and obviously the basis of that respect comes from a foundation of trust, all of us trusting one another to do what's right.
When you sign up for the Army, is it still a four-year commitment?
So we have different commitments. As for the Army Reserve, for example, it is a six-year commitment. It is what we call an eight-year service obligation. Whenever you join any branch, it's automatically going to be 8 years of service obligation. Mm-hmm. That 2 years that's left over is called IRR status, inactive ready reserve. Now, when you go active duty, we actually have shortened terms that are down to 2 years. So you come in as maybe a food service specialist, something like that. You'll do that job for 2 years and you can get out of the Army if you'd like. Now, that following 6 years, you're still in inactive ready reserve, meaning that, hey, we might call you back up and say, hey, you have to work at Fort Hood as a food service specialist because, I don't know, World War III occurred and those guys are going off to go fight the war, okay? So it may happen where you would get called back up or something like that. But once again, that's any branch that you would join.
What are some of the benefits to joining the U.S. Army? I'm sure you see students and young adults every day that come in to your doors or that you even speak to on a regular basis in public.
Yes. Yeah, so one of the main benefits that I try to tell people is the first thing is we have very competitive pay. When it comes down to joining the Army, especially if you're married, you already have a family, we have very competitive pay. And if you if you look at the incentives that you're going to get on top of your pay, you're making the equivalent of someone that makes approximately $50,000, maybe even $60,000 a year. Okay, you're going to get that free dental. You're going to get free health care. You're going to be able to go to school for free, so on and so forth. You even also have jobs that when you first come into the Army, they're giving upwards of $40,000 bonus, which is pretty large number these days. You're also going to get 30 days of paid vacation and you eligible for retirement after 20 years. So that's just a few of the benefits that we have on top of having 150-plus career choices, everything ranging from cryptologic linguists and geospatial intelligence analysts all the way down to, food service specialist or administrative supply, everything.
You know, you mentioned something about the programs that are available before we started the interview, and I thought it was very interesting because I had no idea you had this opportunity for people. You said it was from the streets to the seats.
Yes. So we do have a program. I call it the Street to Flight Seat.
Okay.
And basically, it's the WAFT program, the Warrant Officer Flight Training Program. So essentially, I could take someone from high school to flight school. We're the only branch where you do not have to have a college degree to fly an aircraft, but we would prefer for you to have some type of college if you can
Some sort of education.
Yeah. Now, don't get me wrong. Someone that's coming straight out of high school that maybe, you know, did some extracurricular flying and they have a pilot license, that's going to help get that foot into the door, definitely. But yes, we are the only branch that has that.
Yeah, see, I had no idea that you guys, I always thought that you always had to go through the U.S. Air Force or the U.S. Navy to become some form of pilot.
So that's a popular misconception also. One of the things that we do have when people go to flight school, we have fixed wing flight also. Mm-hmm. It's not just rotary wing. Now, don't get it twisted. Majority of our aircraft that we have in the United States Army are rotary wing,
right,
meaning they are a helicopter of some sort.
Okay.
But we do have fixed wing aircraft also.
Do you still need 20/20 vision for all that?
It's 20/20 corrected vision, so you can wear glasses.
You know, you mentioned, a degree is preferred, but, you know, what are some more benefits and I guess even learning opportunities with the U.S. Army?
Okay. So I can definitely answer that because this is something that has worked for me in my life. I came from a household, single parent household. My mother was making like less than $20,000 a year. So straight from the worst part of town, least amount of money. All right. I'm not going to say living in poverty, but I had what I needed, but not necessarily what I wanted at times. Okay. Now with me coming in, I was able to get my tuition paid for in college. Now I've attained my associate's degree, my associate's in arts, and now I'm currently pursuing my bachelor's in criminal justice. Now all of that was paid for by the Army. Now, with that being said, my training that I currently have in the United States Army was actually used towards college credits. We have what's called an ARCH transcript. This ARCH transcript, you can turn it into any college, and that college usually gives you semester hour credits for whatever training you've done in the Army. So such as I want to get a degree in culinary arts. I was a food service specialist when I first entered the Army. I was able to get those college credits towards the fundamentals of baking and so on and so forth. Okay. Let's say me right now, I'm in Army recruiting. So part of my semester hours may come from networking or business management role, something like that. Okay, along those lines. Also, the different leadership schools that we have in the Army, they count towards college credits also. Mm-hmm. And we have different college credit hours that are towards the lower level division, the upper level division, and even a graduate's degree. So prime example would be you go to the Sergeant Major Academy, and upon completion of Sergeant Major Academy, you're going to have some credit hours that you can use towards that master's or doctorate degree level if you have not completed it yet.
My roommate actually took advantage of that as serving for the country, and he was able to get his college paid for once he left.
That is outstanding. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
And I mean it was great for him. And it seemed to work out perfect for him because he graduated and then right into a job, and it's like he never skipped a beat.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So you said for tuition assistance, you have the U.S. Army provides about $4,000.
Yes. So currently right now it provides $4,000 or 16 credit hours mm-hmm. worth of college annually. Now, that's not to be confused with the post 9/11 Montgomery GI Bill, which is a whole different program. That program is actually excellent. Once you, and I tell everyone this, once you exit the service, that's when you want to use the post 9/11 GI Bill. Mm-hmm. A good example would be, hey, I want to go to University of Texas. All you have to do now is get accepted at the University of Texas. The post 9/11 GI Bill is going to pay for your full tuition and is going to provide you with a basic housing allotment for an E5 sergeant with dependents for that location. Mm-hmm. So the potential is there that you could attend UT, get that bachelor's degree in whatever you're trying to get it in, and get paid the equivalent of around $1,500, $1,600 a month to go to school.
Is there an age limit?
Yes, there is. The age limit for joining the United States Army or Army Reserve right now is 35 years old. You have to be under the age of 35 before you go to basic training. So you're allowed to turn 35 on the day after you've gone to basic training, but before you go to basic training, you have to be 34 and below.
Well, Sergeant Cooper, are there any success stories that you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, definitely. One of the things that was I saw or I felt was pretty controversial in the news when it did occur. One of the things that I loved seeing come about in the Army was the transition of females going into our combat arms roles that we had. Okay. There was a point in time when it was only males that were involved in infantry, field artillery, so on and so forth. Okay. It was only males that were involved in it. Knowing that we have females that could definitely do the job with no problems, no issues, anything like that. I've had females outdo me plenty of times, whether it be physical or dealing with a test, so on and so forth. So the reason why they weren't allowed in that role is beyond me. But now that we're allowed to have that, the first person that I contracted into the Army became a fister in the field artillery. So a fister is basically a forward observer in field artillery. She got a $20,000 sign-on bonus. Female, running things right now. She's going to become a sergeant here soon, and she's only been in the Army for the last maybe 2.5 years.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, anything to leave our listeners with?
Yes, definitely. I would tell anyone, if they are under the age of 35, sit down, talk with an Army recruiter, see what you're eligible for. And the reason I say that is because a majority of people are not eligible to join the military. And a lot of people look at it as a last resort. Mm-hmm. It should be one of the first things that you would want to do. Okay. And the reason I say that is my personal experience in the Army. I've seen so many wonderful things in the Army that a majority of people on the outside do not know about. So if you have that opportunity, sit down, speak with one of our Army recruiters. Once again, I'm Staff Sergeant Justin Cooper. If you want to see any of my success stories, so on and so forth, you can follow me on Instagram at SSG Justin Cooper. All right. Common spelling on both of those. Come and follow me on Instagram. I do have a Twitter account also. I have Facebook also, and all of them are SSG Justin Cooper. Follow me. I have a cell phone number, 512-689-4761. I would love to hear from you. Even if you think the military could work for someone else or United States Army will work for someone else, have them give me a call up. I'd love to talk to them. If it's not for them, that's fine. But the least that they could do is get that information.
Do you have an office that they can visit you at?
Yes. The office where you can come and visit me at is located at 13729 Research Boulevard in suite number 640. B as in Bravo. It's here in Austin, Texas. 78750. You can definitely look us up.
Staff Sergeant Justin F. Cooper is a recruiter with the United States Army. Sergeant Cooper, thanks for joining us on the program. And as always, thank you for your service.
Matthew, I thank you very much for having me out here, and I appreciate your support.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.